This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQLU here. I'm John Martin. He's RJ Choppy. And as we round out the regular season, I'm going to bring in our man and producer, Zach Kroll here. Felt like a good time to, you know, what's up, Zach? Roll through the, you know, various teams that we think may or may not have a chance. If we're interested in getting behind them, you know, investing, backing them, or if we're just going to turn that opportunity down, maybe pick it up later. So, Zach, without further ado, man, get us started. Let's roll.
Yeah, guys, I wanted to play a game of my team or not my team. I know that we don't have the actual bracket that we're going to be filling out on Selection Sunday, a little bit less than 2 weeks away now. But I feel like with the season only being – with the regular season only having 1 week left, we've seen plenty of games to have some pretty firm opinions on these teams. And just at the end of the first segment there, you guys spoke a little bit about Tennessee and the SEC, and they won the league. They're the clear-cut best team in that league. But I wanted to get you guys' opinions to start off on some of the other teams in that league. And there seems to be a second tier that has separated themselves away from Tennessee on the bottom, but all these teams are going to be in the NCAA tournament. We have Kentucky. We have Florida, who had a really impressive win over Alabama. We have South Carolina. We have Alabama, who's been struggling a bit. Out of these teams, Auburn is the other one I forgot to mention. Out of these teams, is there anyone in particular that you guys are in a rush to back and say, okay, this is my team, when we get into the NCAA tournament, or the other way around and say, no, like, I'm not a believer in this one?
RJ, take us.
All right. I think Kentucky is the team in the SEC that I would buy come tournament time the most. I like Auburn. I like Auburn a lot. I think Bruce Pearl gets his teams ready for big games. But, man, I think Kentucky's got – you've got to have dudes, and they got two really, really good young players, arguably two of the better freshmen there is. I think they're the team that is that, you know, outside of Tennessee in the SEC that I could see making a run. I don't buy Bama. Bama could shoot and score with anybody, but dude, the next team they stopped me the first. They couldn't stop me. I think I can go out there and at least put up five. I can get up 5 points. I get five good points. I'll nail a three, and I'll find a way to get fouled and make two of the three free throws. That's it, you know. But I can't buy them. I think it's Kentucky. I think they're the team that I would buy if I'm looking at an SEC team not named Tennessee.
Okay. I mean, are we just doing SEC right now? We're just going to stay there?
Just to start.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not really a league that I think much of past Tennessee. Like, I know who I'm not backing. I'm not backing Alabama. I'm not touching them. You know, Florida's pretty limited. I mean, you can get a good performance from them at home. I guess I would say Auburn, you know, if we're not going to go the obvious with Tennessee. Auburn has, you know, some experienced guards. They have some shooting, you know, the big play of Jani Broome and Jalen Williams. So, you know, Bruce Pearl's been in the Final Four before. So I guess I would say Auburn, and I would say, like RJ, I agree. Alabama just way too reliant on that three. They shoot the most threes. I think it's 16 in the country, and we saw what happens when they go in. It looks really easy, and then when they don't, they don't really know what to do. They kind of spontaneously combust. like they did at home against Tennessee. So yeah, it's going to be Alabama for me as well. If I'm allowed to take the same one, but it's the truth. I mean, that's the team that I just would not have any interest in getting behind in the tournament.
Okay, the next team I wanted to run by you guys is a team that I think right now, as crazy as this might sound, they're a little bit under the radar. And John, it's funny, I remember one of the first times we did basketball on this show was very early on in the season, and they lost a home game in pretty surprising fashion. Now, it turns out the team they lost to, they're pretty good too, but I'm talking about Duke. They had an impressive win over NC State over on Monday, covered the 6.5 there. Is Duke a team that's flying a little bit under the radar? I think they're playing really good basketball right now on BetMGM. They're plus 450 to make the Final Four. Would we back Duke in the NCAA tournament?
I didn't know if it was RJ or me, but yeah, Duke is definitely a team that I actually had them minus 6 against NC State earlier this week, and I think, again, they're one of the teams I could see outside of that top four. What does worry me with them, because when I bet, I look for reasons not to as opposed to reasons to, you know? Just the way I approach it. And with Duke, it's like if Filipowski gets in foul trouble, they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. And also his foul shooting, like in a big game, you know, feels like they could really, like a team could take advantage of that and make him kind of a liability, right? I could see that. Hack a Kyle Filipowski. We got to think of a good name for that. But he's in the 60s. He's not a very good free throw shooter. So that's the only drawback. But they have guards that you could see taking off in March. Jared McCain had 14 in the second half against NC State, and I love that kid. I've really become a fan of him, and I've watched that game and his post game interview. I'm like, yo, I'm supposed to hate the Duke guard. I'm supposed to hate the star at Duke. I love this kid. Like, he is unapologetically himself, and he's got great character, and he's freaking good at basketball. So I can't hate him. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to just hate Filipowski. So yes, Duke is definitely a team I could see making a run, no doubt.
You know, I don't know that I could see them winning the whole thing. I could see them making an Elite Eight run. I don't know. They're just not on the level, I don't think, of the teams near the top. And I don't even think, like, on their best night, if those other teams have an off night, yes. But if those other teams play their game, they may not play their A game, but they play their B game. I don't even know if Duke's A game can beat some of those ones at the top. So I'm going to – they're not necessarily – I would say no, they're not my team. Again, I think they can make an Elite Eight run. I do think there's a ceiling for them. They haven't really beat anybody that great this year. They've lost some bad. Like Arkansas lost still. That was a bad loss. I know that they weren't whole, but there's some ugly losses they had early on in the season that just stick with me.
And they will have a big game on Saturday that we will get to a little bit later against North Carolina. They will try to get some payback on them. The next team I wanted to throw at you guys is a team that also has been playing some really good ball lately, and that's Baylor in the Big 12. Now, this is a team throughout the season. They've struggled a little bit on the defensive end, but I'm starting to think the more I watch them, it might not even matter. Their last few games, they've gone into TCU and won. They had a nice home win over Kansas last Saturday. And then I watched them on Monday against Texas. They fell down early in that game by double figures, and in a snap of the finger, they were able to come back. They have also a national championship winning head coach in Scott Drew. Baylor is a team that's super intriguing to me. RJ, I know they're close to you in Big 12 country. What do you think of the Bears?
I like Baylor. I'll tell you, though, like it's all their defense, because they do play a lot of zone, is so reliant on the other team's shooting. If that other team is on, like Baylor doesn't, like their entire plan is toast. And it's not like they can get big defensive stops all the time. The best that they can do is just basically get every rebound, every missed shot. And that's what they have to do. And they've got to be able to make their shots. I do like Baylor, though. I mean, I think they're a really good team. I think they're an underrated team. I think they're a team that could win away from home. They've shown they can play tough, close games. And they're playing in the nastiest conference that there is. So, yeah, I am a fan of Baylor. You know, their KenPom numbers show that they can't win the championship. but that doesn't mean that they can't make a scary run for somebody.
John?
Yeah, I'm loving this Baylor team. I'm falling in love with them. I just think they have, you know, you look for ingredients and they have them. You know, Jacoby Walters, that dynamic freshman. They are really solid at and you know, traveling and it going outside of Waco, but you know, Missy has really come a long way inside. And Scott Drew's he's proven, brother, he's done it. You know, he's been there, he's done it, he's won championships. So I mean, I think if you're looking at what we have on them, Zach, to win it all, to make a Final Four. But, I mean, I'd like to know. That's because I think like a, you know, you kind of want to have a little, you want to have a little fun, right? You want to have some long shots. They would be chief among them for me to get to a Final Four. I would say, you know, win it all is tough, but yeah, I would definitely say they're a my team.
So Baylor right now, when you look at them, they're 35-1 on BetMGM to win the national title. Wow. Good value there, right?
I mean, I think it is certainly a big number. Look, they're three. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So again, it's just, can it travel? Can they travel? Look, they were a free throw away from beating Houston. They really were. So I think there are worse long shots out there for sure.
Okay, John, you mentioned them. I wanted to talk a little bit about Houston because I'm not going to lie to you guys. About even a week ago, I was watching Houston and I said to myself, like, man, this really could be their year. One thing that stood out to me about them is their guards this year have been much better compared to years past. We know what Jamal Shedd could do. LJ Cryer, Baylor transfer, he's been shooting the ball great lately. I also love Emmanuel Sharp, but injuries have just been killing this team. Their freshman, JoJo Tugler, who is probably their best rebounder, he's out for the season, having surgery. Juwan Roberts, who's probably their best forward, best rebounder right now, he's banged up a little bit. And I just wonder, going forward, like in the Big 12 tournament, would it just be better for them to maybe take, I don't want to say lose on purpose, but I don't think a loss would be the worst thing in the world for them to just get healthy and rest up before the big dance. This is a team that has made a Final Four under Kelvin Sampson, but I just feel like the clock is ticking a little bit. This might be their best chance to win a national championship. They have clinched the Big 12 title. What do we think of Houston? Do those injuries change our opinion on them?
Yeah, I think it's interesting you bring that up because the only year they've been to a Final Four is it was nothing but double-digit seeds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
You know, I do kind of think, and I've had this thought about Houston, is this Thibodeau-esque, where by the time they get to, you know, the end of the season, they're just run down. That style, it's demanding, it's very demanding, it's very physical. And so I think that is sometimes why you see them kind of sputter out, because they've been playing that at that gear for, and that's the credit, like that's why they're so awesome, that they're just at that level all the time from the beginning of the season to the end. But I do think when you ask why isn't the deep tournament success there, like why are they losing the Sweet 16, you know, to Miami, I think it's because by the time they get there, man, their legs are just shot. I really do. So yes, I think you bring up a very interesting point. If they get a little bit of rest, a little bit of a rest advantage, that may be exactly what they need to finally cut down the nets.
Yeah. And you know, look, I don't like rest a lot of times this time of year. It's like, I don't think these teams at this point want a week off, you know, and you're going to see that with a lot of teams. I mean, if you play Saturday of this week, right, and then you don't play again until your quarterfinals on Friday because you get a bye, that's a full week. Do you really want that? What if you lose that game? That means you're going to play one – by the time the tournament rolls around, you're going to play one game in 13 days. I don't think any coach, any player, any team wants that. I also don't know they all want to play till Sunday in the conference tournament. So, yeah, if I'm Houston, you're in a good spot. I think John's right. You do want a little bit of a rest because you do get worn down. But I think you at least want to make it to Saturday. I think you – or you know, the semis. I think you at least want to make it to the semis of the Big 12 or the SEC, depending on what conference that you may be in, any of these teams, you at least want to get more than one game in your conference tournament. You want to play two. Otherwise, man, you're looking at maybe playing one game in 13 days. That's not good for anybody. That is just screaming for somebody to upset you.
Yeah, a lot of good points all around right there. Before we move on, guys, we have about 90 seconds left here. Are there any teams that I didn't mention that you are convinced right now, no matter what draw they get in the bracket, I definitely want to ride with this team, or nah, I definitely want to fade this team?
I don't know. I think Creighton, it's a team that I would probably be interested in right now because Ashworth's finally settled in. And, you know, I thought he was a disaster start the season, but he's only gotten better as they got into Big East play. And, I mean, they're playing well. They have Kalkbrenner, who's a mismatch nightmare, as we've talked about. So I think Creighton, you know, I believe they're 7-1. I think that's good value. They've certainly been better than that this season already, and they've beaten the best. They beat UConn. So I think 7-1, that could be a fun one.
Yeah, I think that is a good one. I mean, I'm trying to think here. I think you can get something out of Illinois. You know, they're going to be a 4 seed, 5 seed, somewhere in there. They make a run. They got good players, a lot of talent. They played a tough schedule. They played Purdue very tough, had a lead at halftime. I could see Illinois scaring a team or two. You know, I am not a believer in Marquette. That'd be one I would fade, but yeah, I think Illinois is one of those teams.
Yeah, so good stuff there. Appreciate Zach coming in and helping us out there and going through those teams. Look, the more we talk it out, the more I kind of am interested in some of these number one seeds. So we'll see if I can ultimately get there. But yeah, definitely should be a very fun tournament, and we're right there on the precipice. We'll come back, preview the weekend as always, and more. You're watching BetQLU on the BetQL Network. Back after this.